Yeah, I set a course record for 34 seconds or about half a minute. I have run the race twice before, and one time I won, and that year when Martin Boström set the old course record, I was third. And before the race, I was quite sure that I'm able to win, and I didn't, I didn't need to push like all in for to win that race. And I didn't push like all out on Saturday, but it was still quite tough.
Hello and welcome to the NEDA podcast. My name is Hans Christian Smedsrud. And today I'll be talking to Juho Ylinen, who won and set a course record at the 21K course in Bodom Trail in Finland this past weekend. This race was the second out of 8 races in the Golden Trail National Series Nordics. The next race is in the island of Bornholm in Denmark this upcoming weekend. That race is called the Hammer Trail, and I'll be talking to the race director of Hammer Trail this week. So if you're going to race that race, be sure to tune in to that podcast. Juho is 25 years old. He is one of Finland's best trail and mountain runners. Juho trains a lot. In fact, I can see on his Strava that he's been doing a bit over 200Ks a week pretty consistently for many, many weeks. Really impressive, Juho. This episode is brought to you by Salomon. Thank you, Salomon, for helping me produce and document this year's Golden Trail National Series Nordics events. All right, let's start this conversation with Juho Ylinen. And as we say in Norwegian, god lytting.
Nå det alvor.
Hello, this is another one, baby.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. I just like get back from my recovery run for like 10 minutes ago. So, but now I have time. I don't have to worry about going anywhere too soon. So
I checked your Strava. I saw you went for a 20K run, and congrats on the achievement of completing the distance challenge in May on Strava.
Oh yeah, thanks. It was like maybe 200K or
yeah,
I believe it's 200K.
Yeah, and it's
for this month already.
So. And it's the 10th of no, it's the May 8th today.
Eight.
So
yeah,
you still have some days to go.
Yeah. Now, well, I can rest now because I have completed the challenge, so I don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Before June. So.
And congrats on the weekend or the challenge you completed this weekend.
Yeah, that it was quite tough day weekend, but it was like because they were also the cross country champs were held in such a year to Bodom, so it was super easy to combine all those races. If those cross country champs would have been held, maybe I should have tried like few hours to get those. Then I don't know, would have run the cross country champs. But this time it was so easy that it took like 20 minutes to get from Bodom Trail to that place where the Paloheina, where the other races were held. So it was possible this year.
Sweet. So you won Bodom Trail, and then you went and did the cross country Finnish championship the day after. You did two competitions on Sunday. You did was it 10K and 5K? No.
It was 10K around 12. It's like it was the main race for me because it's the longer one. And then there was a 4K race at 5 PM, and it was basically because of club, because there's like team standings also. So we got like silver for team standings, and sure, like my athletics club wants me to run those so we can manage better on like team standings. But it's a nice experience. I've run once before that double, that 10K in the morning and 5K in the afternoon. And it feels like thinking about it, it's not too nice, but I think it like after you have run the 10K, you have run like five loops. It's like it feels super short to run only like two loops on the 2K course. So yeah, it's fun. And I don't, sure, I was tired before the 4K race, but I wasn't like super exhausted. And this time the course suited me well because there was quite a match of uphill and downhill also. So it wasn't like super flat running. So it was better that I could use my strengths as like on the hills. So yeah. Yeah, but I'm happy that every weekend isn't like that.
Yeah. So the day before you won Bodum Trail. Tell me about that race. You set a course record, right?
Yeah, I set a course record for 34 seconds or above half a minute. I have run the race twice before, and I've won, and that year when Martin Boström set the old course record, I was third. And yeah, before the race, I was quite sure that I'm able to win, and I didn't. I didn't need to push like all in for to win that race, and I didn't push like all out on Saturday. But it was still quite tough because after the first loop of 12K, I was just in the time of course record. And I knew some split times, maybe 2 or 2.5K before finish line, that which what time Morten had on the course record time. And this year I was like maybe 20 seconds ahead of Morten's time. So I still wanted to set that course record, even to it. I didn't need to push because the gap behind me was quite big, and I heard it maybe like after 15K that it's getting almost 2 minutes and I don't need to push, so I could have saved much more energy for Sunday. But yeah, it's hard when you're like doing good race that you can like just now jog for a few K and see that how close you can like just let them come like super close and not like pass me. But yeah, it was fun. It's fun race, and I think conditions were really good this year. It was quite dry. 2020, the race was held because of COVID in October, and it was like super muddy because of finish like autumn. And 2021, still because of COVID, the race was held in mid-June, so it was super dry that year. So this was something between of those. So, but yeah, super good conditions.
Nice. Tell me about yourself. What do you do? Do you have a job, or is running all you do?
I study at university. I study information systems science. So something like between economics and maybe like some programming stuff.
Sweet.
I've studied now 3 years. And I am going to do my bachelor or finish my bachelor degree in the next autumn. So then I still have the master's degree. So probably three more years of university studies. And besides that, I'm doing this running thing. I think it takes quite a much time to combine also. Well, it's quite easy to combine these two because I can do like all of my studies remotely. Because I started when the COVID was.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
The situation was quite worse. And after that, the study field I'm doing is like that it's super easy and to do remotely. So it's easy to combine these two, but to combine something more, then it will be too much for me.
Do you have time for any social life? Because you do run like 200K every week. I saw your Strava. It's super consistent.
Yeah, I do quite much training, but I didn't think that running is quite, it doesn't take too much time because you can just go for a run from your home. And if you do a 2-hour run, you can do a like super good training. And for like my longer runs are mainly like a maximum of 3 hours, sometimes a bit longer, but not like super long. But yeah, I think most of my friends are related somehow to like sports. So sometimes we have like super quite big group runs, and like I could do basically all my runs with somebody, but I like to train alone quite a much. And yeah, I'm living with my girlfriend, so that's a good combination of like sports and doing something else also.
Yeah. So how do you train? How do you structure your training? Do you feel like you're training systematically, or do you just run?
I try to train quite systematically, because I think my training is some kind of combination between like a track and field athlete and more like trail athlete, because I might do like some double trestle trainings, and I might train with like track athletes, and I've like my background is from orienteering, so I'm not doing too much orienteering these days anymore. But yeah, I might do like some not too much track workouts, but workouts on roads, and I like compete sometimes on roads also. But I still do like some specific training for trails and for hills and stuff like that. So basically, if I'm training during winter time, I'm doing a harder session three days a week, and then like two a bit more longer runs, and then two easy days. So it's quite structured. And well, the trainings are quite different in between each week, but yeah, basically the main schedule for every week is quite the same, I think.
Yeah. So how do you prepare for races with a lot of elevation gain? I saw you do races like Trans Gran Canaria marathon distance during the winter. How do you show up there with your legs prepared for that when you live in where do you live? Do you live in Helsinki?
No, I live in central Finland in Jyväskylä.
Do you have any mountains there?
Well, we have a hill that is called like White Mountain, Laajavuori, but it's like 100 meter of ascent, and it's like the biggest, almost like the biggest hill around this area. So if I would like to have like some bigger, in Lapland, sure, there's like bigger hills, but like if I drive 2.5 hours, then I get to the hill that has 200 meters of uphill, but still not like anything like mountains. But yeah, I have done quite a much uphill now during last weeks in the hill next to me. So it's like up and down. Quite many times. So I did one training with 2,000 meters of uphill and downhill, running up and down that hill, but it's not the same. This winter we were spending 2 months in Gran Canaria with my girlfriend before she graduated and started working life. So that was like super good time to spend and on those conditions. And it was like we went there after New Year, and we came back after Trans Gran Canaria. So I was really well prepared with Trans Gran Canaria this year, and because of that, I could like perform much better than year before. So, and I hope that it helps me for also other races this year, because I've done quite a bunch of uphills, and maybe I think that the downhills are much more worse, because it's easy to get some uphill training. You can do something also in treadmill. I have done it, but the downhills are more difficult when you like have the 100 meter downhill. It takes like 2 minutes to get down, and you don't get any feeling for how does it feel to run like 30 minutes of downhills in one hill. So that's quite difficult, and I know that I'll probably spend some time also next winter somewhere where I can train like in good conditions. So probably I think Canary Islands are really good because of the weather and like the trails, and you can also go to the altitude if you want.
I agree. Where did you stay on Gran Canaria?
We were quite close to the Las Palmas, so it was like really close to the Arucas. So I think the Trans-Canaria Classic road went like just next to our apartment. And we visited sometimes on the Agate, so, and sometimes on the top of the island on Tejeda. So it was a good place. And also the weather was better than in Tejeda, because on the top of the island, the weather was quite bad for those 2 months. It rained almost every day. And yeah, but I think that if we would go to the Maspalomas or somewhere on the tourist side, the training places wouldn't be so good because it's quite flat and it takes some time to get on the better trails.
Yeah. So obviously you're quite ambitious then. What's your plans for the season?
Yeah, my biggest plan for the season is the World Champs in Innsbruck in 1 month. Actually, it's like just 1 month, the short trail on the 8th of June. So that's the main race for this season. And after that, I'm sure the Golden Trail National Series final is a big event for me. And I'm not too sure that which races I'm running before that. I have signed for Sierra Sinal, so might be going there this year. But yeah, first I'm concentrating to the World Champs. And actually I'm running this week Sky Race this Matheusins. So
nice.
It's the first Sky Race for me. And
this week?
Like, yeah, it's on Sunday.
All right.
This week in France. So it's something that I have never run anything like that. And it's going to be like quite difficult for me, but let's see. The preparation here in Jyväskylä, I have done as steep hills as I can find here without snow and ice. So, but yeah.
I think you're well prepared. I think the only difference between a Sky Race and other mountain races is the photographs you see. They make it seem very gnarly and difficult, you know, but the photographers, they only show up where they have chains on the mountain, so it seems very technical.
Yeah,
if there's one chain on the mountain, that's where the photographer is.
Sure, and I heard that this Sunday's race isn't on the level of Sky Races. This race is quite easy,
yeah,
actually.
That's what I heard too.
They're like just like one or two really technical parts that take some minutes, but mostly it's just like pushing uphill and then just coming as fast as you can on the downhill. So, and it's not too long. It's like 25K, and I think it's just over 2 hours for the winners. So it's quite fast also.
Yeah. And Transvulcania used to be on the Skyrunning World Series, you know, and that's Tromsø Sky Race is a totally different race, for example. And it's still a Sky Race.
Yeah. I've seen the photos from there and know that the conditions can be something between super hot and warm and something like between almost minus degrees. So, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what's the trail scene in Finland? I know you have a big orienteering community, but what about trail running and mountain running?
It's super small. I think in Finland we don't have too many people that are doing this like so serious with so serious level. We have like Anastina Erkkilä.
Yeah,
she's a really good runner.
Yeah, I know her. Like, I know her. We're on the same team on ASICS.
Yeah. Anastina is like maybe the best, or like we have a few of like quite similar level, but they're like one guy, Juuso Simpanen, he's running the longer distances, and he was like maybe fifth on Istria 100 miler, and he's aiming for like good placement in the UTMB this year. And then there's like one woman who is doing shorter ultras, Johanna Antila, but basically there are under 10 people that are doing this, no, like a bit more seriously. So if the level of competition is quite low and there's not too many like super good competitions where you have to run like super fast to be able to win. So, but I think the level is increasing bit by bit, but it takes some time because, yeah, I think the running culture also in Finland is something that we don't have too much top class runners, even on track or road or anything like that. So
that's a shame because you used to have a you had a really good culture for running.
Yeah. Some like 40 years ago, there was like super, super big amount of good runners. But I think new hobbies are like taking the toll from running. So it like basically easy hobby for someone who just like to keep some kind of shape and develop themselves, but not too like it's too tough for many people today because you have to suffer on the races and not just have fun with your friends. And also like training isn't always super fun, and many people think that hobbies should be fun, but I think that also running is super fun after some, if you are doing some maximum uphill training or something, it's not too fun for like the 1 hour, but 1 hour after the training is super nice feeling, and I enjoyed really much from those feelings. So, but yeah, the trail running culture isn't here yet. So, but I hope it may be in 10 or 15 years it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, globally, I read somewhere that it's the outdoor activity that's growing the fastest and the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess since the competition is not that high, if someone in Finland just tries a bit more than the others and trains a little bit more than the others, there's a big chance of doing quite good.
Yeah, I think there are some competitions that have higher level. For example, like this Punu Trail, it wasn't like, there was like some guys that was like outside of top five that are training seriously and two times a day and stuff like that. But mainly not too many people running like the biggest events. The level can be quite low because of the best guys and women likes to go up road and run some bigger races and stuff like that. So you can like participate every race in Finland, even though you would like to run. And I think that if you run the biggest races in Finland one or two times, it's like that you have seen the road and seen the race, and there's like not a too big reason to come back on that race because of the competition level is such a low. And if you, even if you feel like, okay, I could improve my time for 5 or 10 minutes this year in this marathon race, it's not like super motivational when you're just like fighting against your time and not other competitions. It's so much different than like in road marathons where the time matters the most for most people. So
have you done a road marathon?
No, I haven't done. I would like to do some road marathon maybe this autumn, maybe like November or October, depending how the Golden Trail National Series final goes. But I have done 2 half marathons on roads, but not like actual marathon.
What's your half marathon time?
I ran 3 weeks ago, 56.58. It's my PB.
Sweet. So that's pretty good. That's very good.
Yeah, I'm happy with my time. I improved 2 minutes from last year, so
nice.
It's the right direction.
You're in shape. You're in really good shape.
yeah, I hope so. Still like 4 weeks to World Champs, so maybe I hope that shape gets even better and I can like do good race there.
Aside from the National Trail or Golden Trail National Series final in Fyri, are you doing any other Golden Trail National Series races?
No, I don't think so. Last year, I had no chance to participate to Podon Trail, and I was running on Ore, the Fjällmaraton. I was trying to get that ticket to the finals from there, but
yeah,
Oscar Klassen was too strong for me on that race, and I was second there, so I didn't manage to get the ticket for the finals. But as I have the ticket now, I have no reason to travel to Sweden or Norway to run those races. But I don't know. I haven't decided yet that which race or races I would run in July. But I think that the Ore Fjällmaraton week is quite late if I'm going to Sierra Sinal, so might not do any Nordic series races.
But are you coming to the Nordic final?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm coming there.
Nice, then I'll see you then. I'm coming there with the microphone.
Okay, yeah, nice. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking for that race. I've been in Norway only like once, maybe 10 years ago.
So oh, really?
It's nice to visit there also.
Yeah, that's a cool area to visit as well. Are you planning on doing anything visiting other places in Norway?
No, I don't think. I think I just run like that race.
Yeah.
We're coming there maybe on Thursday and getting back to Finland on Sunday. And there are like some, one like bigger trail race in Finland 2 weeks after that. So I'm like running that after that. And like I'm running Nuuksio Classic race 2 weeks before that Norway race as a preparation for the Norway. So
sweet.
So yeah, just like short visit, but I hope that it's good visit still.
Good luck on the rest of the season, and I'll see you in September.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Looking forward to
see
it.
See you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be following you at the World Champs for sure.
Yeah, I'm battling with Finn Oskar, so we have like some pre-battle there before the September's race. Last season, I raced 3 times against Oskar, and I lost every time, so... I'm trying to beat him at least once this year. He's super strong, but let's see.
You don't have any Norwegian arch rivals?
I have run a few times with Anders Tjervik.
Yes.
But I have won him, like, not every time, but more times than, like, I've lost him. Last year, I won him, like, Nuuksio Classic. That was the Nordic Trail, Golden Trail National Series final. We were both running there, even though Sweden didn't have the chance for the tickets to Madeira. And I won him there, and we were roommates. But I lost Oscar on that race after like tough battle. But yeah, not too much rivals from Norway. But let's see if I get somebody before that race, and we got a new fight on September.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, man. Have a great day. Have a great week.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, you too.
All right. See you, man. Bye.
Bye.